Blog Talk Radio.
The most excellent and lamentable tragedy of Romeo and Juliet, newly corrected, augmented, and amended.
life without you. Oh, Romeo, I love you. I'll listen to tomorrow. I'll be in such big sorrow. Oh, Romeo, I love you.
Times I love you. Oh, I couldn't live my life without you. Oh, Juliet, I love you. Please wait until tomorrow. Our love will end all sorrow. Oh, Juliet, I love you.
that a man, then he went back, empty his pocket, wreck his day, make him love her, she'll fly away, steal a woman, she drinks coffee, she drinks tea, then she go home. Go home. Sea lion woman, dressed in blue. Watch what you say, gonna get you. Sea lion woman, dressed in gold. Going home, save her soul. Sea lion woman, dressed in red. Wearing a rag on her head. Sea lion woman, dressed in black. Sleep all day. In green, wear silk stockings, golden things. Sea lion woman, dressed in red, dressed in red, dressed in red. Sea lion woman, dressed in black, dressed in black, dressed in black. Sea lion woman, dressed in green, wear silk stockings, golden things. Wiggle, wiggle, purr like a cat, winks at a man, then she winks back. Sea lion woman, dressed in red, wearing a rag on her head. Sea lion woman, I can't hear ya, I can't hear ya, that's a little better. Whatever y'all got on inside of there. Now, you walking around this place thinking you are something fierce, honey, but you really should go home and do it all over again. And how are my color girls over there in the corner? How y'all doing? Y'all feeling fierce? All right, girls. You know what to do, honey. The Revlon's calling. Well, anyways, y'all been just a blast inside of here tonight. I want to thank you all. So, you know, if there's any sort of them freaky looking motherfuckers out there who think that they can give it to me, honey, let me hear it. Sea lion woman, she drinks coffee, she drinks tea, then she go home. Dressed in red, wearing a rag on her head. Sea lion woman, dressed in black, sleep all day on her back. Sea lion woman, dressed in green, wear silk stockings, golden seams. I can't hear ya, I can't hear ya, that's a little better. She drinks tea, then she go home.
Dark as the blackest raven, she knows it is time to leave. A hand alight leads her, cold and bold air hits her skin as the line she shares with her mother is cut. And she is breathing on her own, but not alone. Today turns quickly to tomorrow, then a week, a month, a year, then 5 feet by, how time flies, until memory lets us see slowly the other children's faces, the secret hiding places, in the woods past the backyard, the old statues that guard the small stream which gleamed in the rays of the sun as she daydreamed of what the world was like. And every night, looks up to the light, protecting, sparkling the magic upon her. So many stars, Mars and Jupiter, their promises of the future. A shooting star falls through the darkness, wishes upon the naked barrenness of youth and innocence, looking only forward to what would come next. Surrounded by ghosts of the past, with traditions in a culture that lasts through centuries her ancestors cast, she only wants to grow up fast and be a part of the mess. Glossy magazines enticing with images new and exciting, she sees the old as stale and boring, starving for the new and unknown, blown away by visual spices, blinded by stars in her eyes. She realizes it is time to embark on her own, this time alone.
Cover as
so the rainwater will melt their ruffled feathers. Aimlessly, she meanders, taking shelter from the rain that pours into a high-end store, which at first she ignores before she recognizes the shapes, colors, and sizes of stones. Rock, and stands in shock at seeing the price tag 20 times higher than her leather bag. She looks around and realizes she is surrounded by pieces of her childhood, from furniture to books she'd taken for granted, and now commercialized and painted. A ceremonial shawl, much like her mother wore, makes her heart sore. See, it is no more, but remains to be a bedspread. She shakes her head, then her eyes rest on a photograph perched on top of a wooden chest. Sacred skies, it read, of the stars she's known, shining from east to west. For the first time, she sees and leaves. She found what she'd missed and kissed her life in the city. Goodbye.
Higher ground, baby. We'll be right back. The 60s is the 90s turned upside down. Dig it.
Thank you. help me. The Lord is calling tonight for Christian witnesses backed up and surrounded with the Holy Ghost.
Through the water. I miss you. You ever saw the house in a honey? No mom is here. Never miss you anyway.
I can lift it.
You
go. I can lift it.
hypnotic sound of the toilet.
Now he resides in place from I'm blue when I wanna be blue. I'm green when I wanna be me. I'm red when I'm mad in the head. And I'm yellow when I wanna be seen. I'm brown when I wear a frown. I'm gold when I wear a crown. I dance when I wanna get down. Colors make the world go round. Cause I'm a woman. Cause I'm a woman.
Love. We interrupt this groove to say goodbye. Michael Lewis Ingram here, Soul Tree Radio on the Raw. And we had a memorial spin of sorts as we said goodbye and are saying goodbye to we meet again to two exceptional people. One who is family and one who became family. Firstly, I want to speak with love and respect to my beautiful niece, Tamika, and her husband, Sam, no longer here, Samuel George Anderson, no longer on this plane, doing angel duty up in heaven. Sam was down to earth. He was a good brother. And even though he was a cute, I liked him. And I guess if you're a frat person on Black Creek, I appreciate that. Either way, he kept my niece happy, and my niece kept him happy, and they understood the three most important tenets of marriage vows, for rich or for poor, in sickness and in health, and till death do you part, us part, because he fulfilled all three of them and then some. I know my niece is hurting just a little bit. And you never know how to say goodbye or ease someone's pain when they have to deal with their own in something like that. But I just want you to know I love you, Mickey. And I love Sam. He's a good dude. I know he'll be looking out for you. As we take it to the next phase. The other person I want to take time to say goodbye to is a cantankerous old buzzard named John L. Harrison. I love this cantankerous behind. He was a taskmaster of sorts, a sound scientist, technician, and he was a DJ, and as the song said, a DJ saved my life. He was the other half of Harrison and Honey, told music concepts. And as my brother Keith said, we like Mike so much, we decided to keep him. John decided, well, if you're going to be here, I'm going to teach you something. John taught me how to spit. And he always reminded me of how important it was to enjoy what I was doing, relax, think about the music, be creative. And I used all those things in making mixes that they thought about, and that they thought enough about me to put me out there live and I'm living color on the dance floor was something, because I was dancing hard enough during the disco days when I wasn't buying the turntables, but when the turntables were reality and the DJs were the stars of the show, I understood how spinning music really was an art form. There are some guys who are just automatic and just try to match beats and all that stuff. But John and Keith stressed creativity. They said, think out the box. Put in stuff. Always keep the groove. And sometimes keep that groove driving. I always liken it to, this is the music in the car. If you really love what you hear and it's going on and the groove is going on steady, you got to stay with that. And back in the day when there were multiple DJs, you got to leave it hot for the next man. I know John was a musician. I don't know what he played, but he definitely had that technical excellence in the ear that let you know that he could play and did play. And every time a musician leaves this place, I would always say, thank you for sharing your gifts with us. And as with others, I wanted to say for John, thank you for sharing your gifts with us. And thank you for sharing your love with me. These last 2+ hours have dedicated to these two folks and to the rhythm and made me realize that when the horn blowing, it's my time to go, I don't really think I want anybody sitting there spouting a whole lot of nonsense about me with words and all that. Just play music. If you know me, play some of my music. Special that. If you really want to understand where I'm coming from, read my words and listen to my music. And I guess that's even more true now. We'll be back Wednesday with the Hump Day Special. We'll have good things to say, of course, about the field generals as Generals Dobbs and C.J. Stroud are rocking the house, as well as so many others. But we'll talk about them Wednesday, as well as kick about and throw into the pot. For everybody else, please go say stay safe, be safe. For all of us here at the tree, this is Michael Osegun. Ciao for now.